Blog Talk Radio.
First law prohibiting marijuana in the United States. The law stated that it allowed for search warrants to be issued for the search of hypnotic drugs. Can you get this lame shit? And to arrest and charge those possessing these drugs. Marijuana was targeted. The targeted drugs of the legislation. So, you know, 1911 wasn't all that long ago. 1936, there was a film produced by a group of churchgoers, Sunday scoopers, and they made a film that depicted a trio of drug dealers that exploit innocent teenagers, getting them addicted to reefers at wild parties where jazz was played. Oh, my. I know in the 70s it was a felony just to get caught with a joint. So, yay, today is John Ransom's birthday. Happy birthday, John. I think we'll give him a call in a little bit and wish him a happy birthday on the air. That would be fun. All right, here we go with Flower Leopards. Heaven's Closed.
Heaven's Closed.
Yeah.
step it up a little bit with Mob Rules. hired a cleaning woman from Angie's List, and four people showed up, and I thought, I'll ask them a few questions. So they kind of basically passed the first initial confrontation, because I was about ready to tell them, go fuck off and go somewhere else, you motherfuckers. Anyway, I let them in my house, and the little fuckers robbed me blind. No, it's okay. They took stupid shit that doesn't even really matter, except I want my Lucky 13 Crankshaft albums back, and this is what I have to say to Tina Turner's cleaning service in Reading.
City of
For a good thorough house cleaning, call Turner's All Around Landscaping and Maintenance. Keena, K-E-E-N-A, Turner, owner, Red Bluff, California, 530-921-9497. So again, for Turner's all around, that's getting pretty good, boy, all around, 530-921-9497. Bitch, please. Contractor 100% recommended to have sticky fingers. All right, now I got an address. Ooh, this just ups the whole game. Yeehaw. Yeah, here we go. Don't know. We'll be right back.
Hey!
back to California again soon. She was just here not too long ago, and I didn't get a chance to see her. But, yeah, she's such a talented young lady, and I've watched her grow up from days in Hollywood when she's just a little teenager putting out that great, big, powerful voice. All right, here we go. Hostile Takedown, Bound by Honor, and we are Punk Rock Honor First Class.
Beside you, no one to support you. What do you do? God, then cannot be given your thoughts and your will. That's how to succeed, man. Make the best of the gift that was handed. Do it cause you like it, cause that's what it's about, man. Only yourself and yourself only can make you feel special, just like the stars above you. Happiness and success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and success can't be measured into ones. Well, you know they did in the light that you see. It's all that is left, but you are right here with me. Forget about others and what makes them shining, and find your own thing, cause it's your life now. I'm a listen on Tim, yeah, I know all about it. And if I was well known, yeah, I hope I did something right then. If not, let's be unknown together and happy about what lies ahead, man. Happiness and our success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and our success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and our success can't be measured into ones. Well, happiness and our success can't be measured into ones.
Jump the gun. Okay, Rotten Branch is up next.
I know a place not far from this town. The wine is quite cheap and the people as well. The beer tastes like liquor and the liquor's like dirt. So join us in laughter, misery, and life. The ships here are plenty, but it's always one shore. The bar is loaded, but drink is the four. The bouncer's the blind, and the bartender's generous. Before you know it, you stumble on the side. There are empty glasses everywhere, and a drunken person here and there. It all keeps going through day and night. Try to bitch a lot, you try to bitch a lot. We're all members of the alcoholic family. They're on the branch of the dream. Traveling life on the borders of sanity. They're on the branch of the tree. I'll push the chains up to the tap. Killing's not breathing, but I'm sure it's a right. And I'm just ignoring the untimed fact. No one cares if you're wrong or if you're right. We're all members of the alcoholic family. They're on the branch of the tree. Traveling life on the borders of sanity. They're on the branch of the tree. There was a time when I lived in a home, warm and comfy, but always alone. I realized it's not wrong, it's just me being me, making it back to my family. Stitching to their hands on a bear. Eric just woke up to a drunk public chase. Joe is just standing through round 23. It's not really a game just between you and me. We're all members of the alcoholic family.
They're on the branch of the tree.
Life on the borders of sanity.
They're on the branch of the tree.
We're
Yeah!
Oh, my. Cheers to all of my friends out there. Hope you have a government passed the Controlled Substances Act that set up the DEA administration and classified drugs according to different schedules. Marijuana was, still is, classified as a Scheduled 1 controlled substance, meaning it has no recognized medical uses as considered to be a substance with a very high potential use for abuse and the development of physical dependence. Okay, so we're moving through the 70s. How about another beer?
I wanna feel 'cause I don't fucking care. I wanna feel you get so fucked up.
into a toxic state of death. But you cannot smoke yourself to death using marijuana.
Come here, buddy.
of twisted things in our society. There's a company that actually turns dead bodies into an ocean reef. So, you know, for those who romanticize burial at sea, I know I've been to a couple of those on the Neptune Society. It's actually pretty cool. Anyway, this new company called Eternal Reefs offers an innovative solution. It mixes the cremated remains of a person with concrete to create a pearl onto which loved ones can etch personal messages and whatever, mementos. The pearl is then encased in a reef ball that is dropped into the ocean, where it provides a new habitat for fish and other sea life, helping encourage a vibrant ecosystem. The circle of life at work. I mean, can you imagine if everybody did that? I mean, the ocean would be feeding off of dead bodies. California legalized marijuana in 1996. But, you know, they tried in 1972 to decriminalize the personal marijuana use through Proposition 19, which failed. And there's a lot of people who went to prison basically for just harmless little joints, you know. But Oregon was the first state to pass the laws that decriminalized the possession of small amounts of it, you know. And then it is now a civil offense, and offenders are just cited and fined, you know. But, you know, all through the ages, you know, people have made outlandish decisions in law, and we just have to live by it. So these are to those pinhead congressmen and legislators that just had it wrong for decades.
Check those bars, what you gonna do? I'm coming, bring it on from the door. Collecting the four balls.
home advisor screening process that uses an extensive screening process to screen businesses and business owners' principals. They perform a screening when a business applies to join their network, and if the business is accepted, whenever concerns are brought to their attention, that the employee they sent out doesn't meet your needs or their standards, to please contact them, because they are committed to maintaining a network of trusted home service businesses. And those who don't meet their criteria will be ejected and promptly removed from the network. Well, you know what? Might be a good thing. Keena Turner. I love that video, Jane's Addiction. What a cool video. Okay, so where are we at here? life's not fair.
Then let Julie come get a job. Mother said she'll end up the job. Now sell drugs instead of a job. He makes more money being on the drop. Sell his drugs to kids on the street. Head stop trying to make their feet. Waiting outside the ice cream kitchen. Hey, it's something that don't go. They say la 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 la. Julie don't care. Say la 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 la. Julie don't care. Say la 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 la. Julie don't care. Say la 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 la. Life's not fair.
This is a Grace. Please leave the message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Ah, that's a good one. Happy birthday, John Ranson. Okay, so, well, we didn't get a hold of John, but are you there? Did you pick up? No. All right. Here's a good one.
We'll be right back.
of the new album that's soon to be released next week, Bedlam, Royal Lunatics, Dead Man Walking. calling you from the radio show.
Oh, hey, what's up? What's going on? What's up? What, New York number?
It's a New York number, yeah. Anyway, I just finished
playing
right in the
place. Yeah, I got goddamn fucking, I'm sick.
Oh, hi,
I got shingles.
Oh.
On my face.
I'll come take care of you.
Yeah, it's horrible,
seriously,
man.
Oh, I'm so
hurts.
Sad to hear that.
Yeah, I was supposed to be in Texas at a convention, but here I am, home, sick. Yeah, I guess
so
if you have chicken pox, you do?
What kind of treatment are you getting? Do you have any of that calamine lotion?
Antivirals, yeah, all that crap, you know. I mean, it's not that bad, but a little got in my eye, and I guess it can blind you.
Oh, no.
So it's a trip. Yeah, but I'm okay. I'm doing okay. Come on, I survived punk rock. Prison.
Right.
I mean, this ain't nothing. And it's actually a mild case, but it's like they're starting now to find that everyone that had chicken pox, one out of three people are susceptible to get this shit. It used to be like an old guy's disease, even though I am kind of an older guy.
Right.
But now, like, they're saying 30-year-olds are getting it, 25-year-olds and stuff. Yeah, you should Google it. It's a trip, you know.
Well, you
anyway,
know,
what's
I've,
going on?
I've
you played Ride the Blade?
I did play Ride the Blade, yes. And,
did you have chicken pox when you were little?
I did not. I've never had chicken pox.
Oh, then you're never
going to
get it. You'll never get it. You'll never get it.
My brother and
you're
sister
good.
Had it, and my mom put me in the room with them because I'm the baby so that I would get it. I never got it. My kids got it.
You're set.
And I stayed with them at the hospital. My daughter got really bad with it. And I stayed with her at the hospital, and the doctor said, you've never had this. He said, you need to leave. I said, no. My daughter was 7 years old at the time, and I said, no, I'm staying with my little girl at Children's Hospital in L.A. And, until she's better, you know. She had contracted it down her throat and couldn't even swallow.
Yowza.
Yeah, my baby girl almost.
What are you going to do?
Right? Well, you know, I wasn't going to leave her side. So how long have you had this, John? I mean, Shane.
You know, I know. No, I got it Monday. I got it Monday.
Oh, so it's almost a week old. Well, I know one treatment that really helps, old-fashioned baking soda. You get your skin, the rash wet, and put baking soda on it. It pulls the poison out.
No shit.
It
I'll
really
have to give
does
it a try.
Work. Yeah. It,
so
it, it
riding the blade, you should play only 12 years old. That one's got a really good solo in the middle of it. I always was proud of that solo. Another one that's really good is Death of Two Lovers. That's a really good one.
Oh yeah,
I'm proud of that one.
I'm
just
love
saying.
That. Right? And
yeah, there's some really good Flower
Leopard. Give our listeners a little history about.
The Flower Leopard
song. Yeah.
Well, the Flower Leopards actually were formed. The first singer was Mark Roth, and Mario Valencia came up with the name. And I don't know how, but it's cool. But they were already formed and asked me to join as like a lead guitar player because I've always I learned from Alice Cooper records and AC/DC, so. We were really into Alice Cooper. We did Alice Cooper cover songs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So because I knew those, I got in the band. But once I got in the band, Jeff and I really mixed musically well. So
you did.
Yeah. We did. We didn't mix real well, except for with music. You know, we were very different people. And I mean,
right.
I'd stay at his house and we'd write and all that and. You know, we that band was magical. I mean, it was magical. That band was really special. The original band. I mean, there's been incarnations of it, but the original five of us, that we were on fire, man. It's just that we were hoodlums and drug addicts, and you know, I mean, we really. Some of the songs, my favorite Flower Leopard songs are Preacher's Confessions, Death of Two Lovers, Only 12 Years Old. Sometimes I get it out and listen to it, and I'm just like, holy shit, I played that. Whoa.
Yes, you did.
You know, like, I know. I'm like, wow. Yeah, I didn't even know what I was doing, and I was doing really well. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff was really melodic, and I was more, well, anyway. And Mario was an incredible bass player, So we had kind of had that thing where we weren't really, like, playing, like, punk rock. It was punk. We started with that, but we were more, I don't know, you know, we were more, there was more melody, like pop melody, not like pop, like, you know, radio pop, but. We were headed in a different direction. Yeah. Anyway.
You were. And it was a good direction. You know, it really was. It's just a shame that, you know, the other
drugs,
ones passed
drugs.
Away.
Because we were all drug addicts. I mean, think about it. Everyone's dead of, you know, AIDS and drug-related diseases except me.
Right.
And I think the original drummer's in jail. And then, you know, I don't know what's going on with the other people, but. That was the Flower Leopards. Flower Leopards is a certain flavor, and you can try to put a name on other things, but without that Flower Leopards flavor, it's not Flower Leopards. Anyway.
Right.
Wow, good. Riding the Blade. Yeah, that song kind of sounds like Green Grass and High Tides from the Outlaws a little lot. Jeff wrote that song. But but Jeff, he could, like, really plug into teen angst. Because, you know, that song's like, only 17, your passions, run your, whatever, running in the, yeah, he could really plug into that, you know. I think he had a real ability to do that, to you know, plug into teenage angst, for want of a better word.
Sure. Well, you know, you guys were all teenagers at that time, too, you know.
Well, yeah,
I was
right,
a young
right,
adult in my 20s, but, you know.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of, and it's true, you know, Sammy from Fang, he's a friend of mine, and he was just saying the other day on something I watched that, you know, you got to listen to the youth, because it is true, because that's why a 15-year-old has a mohawk and tells everyone to go fuck themselves. You dig? Like, I mean,
right.
So it's kind of, I trip out now, like some of these guys are still playing, and it's good that people can see the band, but I think like the Circle Jerks are on tour right now. And that's great.
I saw that.
But the real essence of it is teen, like early 20s, like,
right.
You know, you got to listen to the kids, you know,
right?
I mean, that's what Doug Moody's great thing was.
Right.
That, you know, I mean, Doug Moody had an ability to listen to the kids. And I find that amazing because he was probably the age I am now when he was. And you know, I mean, think what a pain in the ass we must have been.
Well, yeah, and he was used to working for the big labels like Mercury and RCA.
Right.
The big record labels, you know, and then he made good money, too, and he tossed it all aside to bring in Hollywood there, you know. You guys were everywhere, and you always wanted to perform, and you guys were good.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about now is that catalog he has now is amazing. It really is. It's amazing that what he amassed. You know, he really did. Because people say to me now, you know, wow, oh, you were in the Flower Leopards on Mystic and Doug. I mean, great guy. I'm really happy you're playing it. That makes me happy to hear.
Very good, yes. And I'm pushing to get the Flower Leopards repressed again because
yeah, I know we were talking, we were doing that. No, I fell off the. It's my fault. I fell off the radar for a minute. You know this. It's been ever since this whole, you know, COVID thing, man. It's like almost like it's messed everyone's rhythm up. You dig? Like
yeah.
I got like six irons in the fire and then you grab the wrong one.
Right.
You know, because yeah, we should get on that. I need to more. It was more left of you had already hit the ball back into my court and I didn't organize that shit. So it's my fault. It's my fault.
Well,
Canada.
That's okay. That's okay, honey. You know, I'm still around, you're still around and
yeah, we should get on it though, because I'd get asked quite a bit. People are like, hey, is there Flower Leopards available? Is there Flower Leopards available? We should do that, man. You know?
Well, I need
That'd
to do
good.
A full LP because the plants aren't liking to do 7-inch records anymore. They're into the full 12-inch. So,
well, we
know,
got a full record's worth, so, right? I mean, so
I
we
haven't,
might as well.
I haven't counted the minutes yet, but if you say so, I believe you. And, well,
yeah,
we can go over that. We can go over
that some other time.
You
know? Not on the radio. Not on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that I caught you home, and I'm sorry that
I picked up the phone. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well.
I'm sorry that
you're
not feeling very good, but here, how about if I play Preacher's Confession? That ought to bring you up into a good state,
go.
Huh? All right, here you go, honey. This is for
I love
you.
It.
Life is a cold, but we're going. Trying to build their mind.
for those who, of you who may have just tuned in, we've got Shane Inholm of the Flower Leopards, the original group, on the line.
Yeah, the end of that song, we tried to do it like School's Out. We wanted to, so we were like held the tape thing so it went slower. You know how it goes at the end of it. That was from, because we wanted it
Love
to
it.
Sound like it School's Out. The record, it sounds like it. Yeah, that was why.
That's
we did that.
Good. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. I played Heaven
yeah,
Closed
you should...
earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was Jeff's favorite song. God, he really loved that song. Yeah, that was his. I never even knew what the words were about. I never even bothered to that one. But God bless him. You should play Death of Two Lovers. That one's good. I love the ending of that
one. All right.
One.
Then here we go, Death of Two Lovers. One of my favorite Flower Leopard songs.
Yes, yeah, it's really good. I wrote the ending to that. That's my, yeah, it's really good. I was more, and like lying dead on the phone in those, I was more into the slow, unfortunately. Maybe I shouldn't have, but I really like sad songs. That's kind of my thing. So I was always trying to throw some kind of sad thing in there. You know, hey, I got to go. I'm not well. But I'm really glad you called.
If you want, you can just sit and listen here. I'll play Lying Dead on the phone for you.
Okay.
Thank you for joining in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You get well.
Call me later and see what we can do to help get you better.
Okay.
It's really good to hear your voice. It's good to hear your voice. Call me. Good to hear from you too,
Shane. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Get a hold of Shane for a moment and say hello. You know, they were so much fun and young too. They weren't even old enough to be in the cafe when I booked their shows. And it's sad that, you know, most of them have gone on to another world, but, you know, that's what happens, you know. Here we go, Blue Child, Flower Love.
I'm gonna make it.
So let me see. We've got 5 minutes left of the show. And how about I'm 18, Flower Leopards. Talk with Shane from the original Flower Leopards group, and I hope you all had a good time through my rants and ratings about Turner's all-around services, all around, yeah, all around, we go all around your house and ransack. Okay, so you have a wonderful day out there, and don't let anything negative get you down. Just fight it, and put a smile on your face. And don't you forget to party or go home, and we'll see you next time. See you later. Bye.